Okay, we're ready. Let's go.
I don't have to tell him what he needs to do because he already knows what to do.
He's so good.
You know, I say lift, he goes left.
He's so in charge.
He's so in charge. I say in, he goes out.
Talk about a power bottom. All right, let's do this.
That music. Oh, is that us?
Who? Who, me? Hello.
You.
Welcome to
the
broadcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. And welcome.
We are so delighted to be here with the hostesses as the mostesses on
the broadcast.
It's worth saying twice.
I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
That felt good.
That was twice tonight I've done that. It feels, I just cleaned my pipes out. It's fantastic.
Great. You're probably thinking hearing double.
And of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Yep. Nobody can tell us apart. If you can't tell us apart, you're just like everybody else.
About
it's fine.
It. We have so much fun with it.
Go along.
Nobody's
with
been
it.
Able to tell
go
us apart
flow.
Since birth.
Yeah.
And if our name sounds familiar to you,
yes
we are those Filsons of the
Filson family, Filbert fortune.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built. A nuts.
There it is, the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's the nut hanger, really. Everybody wants to know what's going on with the Filsons. What's
their
going
fortune what's built on?
Nuts.
And you know what that makes us? A rich couple of nuts.
You're so
makes
cute.
Us a pair of nuts, actually.
Oh, you're
am
so
I the
cute.
Luckiest?
I am.
I'm the luckiest.
You're fun.
Come on.
You're fun.
I'm going to tell you a little bedtime story.
Please.
Just relax. Our father, Phil Filson.
May he rest in
God
peace.
God rest his soul.
Yep.
He would put each identical twin sister, one on each
one
knee.
On each
and
knee.
You know what? He couldn't tell us apart
ever.
Either. The poor
never
set.
Could tell
my
us apart.
My God, we had a lot of fun with that.
Sweet papa.
Sweet
what
papa.
A good man.
He put each
very
daughter
hard of
on
hearing.
One knee. And he would say, girls,
yeah.
Go out there and make a difference in the world. Don't rest on your nuts.
And we never did.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Making a difference here tonight on Vashon Island.
Here we are. Vashon Island.
Describe it, sister.
Okay, well, if you're listening out there in the big world and you're wondering, what is this place?
What is Vashon?
It's like an island. It's very strange.
Only
it's very
smaller.
Small. Some people live here, but not very many. They seem to have llamas, alpacas.
Yurts and open-toed shoes.
Yeah.
So many Subarus, you can only imagine that it snows most of the year here.
And if they're not wearing open-toed shoes, it's because they're wearing rubber boots.
True. Because they're very, very careful not to have more children. Because there seems to be a lot of children out here, too. Which
well,
is,
they
you
say
know.
That Birkenstocks are birth control.
They almost
you know
call
what?
Them
they
that.
Offer
birth
us. And thank
control
you.
And
you've
stocks?
Heard a little
something
from our
like
guest,
that.
A very wise woman indeed. We'll be introducing her letter. You know about this.
Can't wait to.
And where is Vashon Island?
Oh, it's in Washington State.
It's not
state.
Just a state of mind. It's
the
in a state.
State.
The state of
up
Washington.
The top left.
It's but
in
it's
the top left.
Other Washington.
You are the one with all the trees.
It's not where rules are made. It's what kind of rules are broken at the other Washington.
Yeah, very edgy place.
Thank you.
Rebellious.
And we get dropped off once a month here. We
to visit?
Live, we don't live here.
Once a week, babe.
Just
to,
is
I
it
know.
Once a week?
The weeks are flying
my God,
by.
It seems so.
Well,
like
the months are.
I forget.
Who can say?
I don't know.
We come here to the voice of Vashon, which is what you're listening to. KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
And I know you've been excited about this, sister.
Tell
tonight's
me.
Topic on
yes!
the broadcast.
I cannot
is
wait.
Set it and forget it. A comprehensive guide to soup spoons, salad folks, and saucy sorceresses.
I love salad folks.
They're my favorite
I do
folks.
Too. They're very homegrown. And of course, as always, we have fabulous guests. Typically, but tonight, guests on the broadcast.
I can't wait.
Does the topic fascinate you?
Yes.
Terrify you?
A little bit.
Arouse your curiosity?
Always.
Well, stay tuned either way.
Okay.
We're gonna talk.
But first,
what are we wearing
my
today?
Favorite segment.
Nails.
What are we not wearing?
You look good.
I missed that.
Thank you.
Thank you. You look so stunning tonight.
Thank you. And this is radio, people, so she's going to use a lot of adjectives
it.
Here.
And I will
she'll
be posting
very
this on Instagram.
At describing couture.
Dinner ring?
Now,
I'm just going to sit here.
Let me talk about the dinner rings you're wearing. You're wearing a beautiful black ensemble. It is an Alfred Shaheed original.
It's an Alfred Shaheed. You hear that?
Did yeah. I say? I said Shaheed.
It's all right. It's all right. It's late.
Oh,
and
God.
For any of you here who are just checking in now, we've already had a show this evening.
Yeah, so we're doing
it champagne.
Again.
We're a little loose.
So we're loose.
So Alfred Shaheed, Shaheen, whoever, he's not here anymore.
Alfred Shaheen.
Shaheen.
It's a beautiful Shaheen with a draping chiffon sleeve, which really sets off your diamondelle.
Yeah.
Bracelets.
Thank you.
Now I say diamondelle only because I like the sound of it. They're real diamonds.
Clearly.
Show me your dinner rings. You've got on.
Oh, look at the one on the right
I call
pointer.
These my dessert.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at that.
That looks like Sex Panther.
There is one that is
I
a
love
panther.
That band.
One that
the
is a massive ruby. That's got to be a 40 karat ruby.
Easily.
Hope
look
diamond.
How exhausted my finger is just
gorgeous,
from holding
gorgeous,
it up.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Thank you.
You look stunning. And your earrings, which are very modern.
They're yours. And thank you for
they
that.
They look great.
I want to tell you, when your identical twin sister yeah. tells you you're looking good, you know you look good.
Yeah.
Because who needs a mirror?
I don't.
You look good too, girl.
What am I wearing?
Oh, boy. Here we go. I'm going to start with it's black.
Okay.
And it's badass.
Thank you.
Can you say that? You have these empire sleeves. Is that what that's
it's
called?
It's an and empire waist.
Empire waist.
The waist
that
is
goes
empire.
All the way up to your sleeves. Gathered down at the bottom of your bosoms.
Yeah.
It's black. It looks comfortable.
Do you want to talk about my rings?
I would love to talk about Let's talk about when I can borrow this green
Isn't
one.
Isn't that beautiful?
This
all
is gorgeous.
Jade. That's solid jade.
And
this one's emerald.
This looks like the heart of an elephant over here on this side.
It might be.
You are very, very green tonight. I can't tell if it's Valentine's Day or St. Patty's around here, but I love it.
Thank you.
Your bracelets are stunning. Your dress, we discussed this in an earlier show, but we are striders. It was the way we were born. We have very, very long legs for identical
very
twin
long
sisters.
Legs, very long stride.
We love a slit. I know you love a slit too, Amy Demarest. And it depends so much where the slit lies.
Mm-hmm.
The side, the back, the middle.
You can have two slits.
Why not?
This is true.
If you're going to have two,
some can.
I put them right on the sides or
the more the merrier.
Right down the front of the legs.
Oh, I love
it. And then you've got a middle panel.
And you know, girls, we've been around since the time of the little pencil skirt. And I'm on radio, but you
Listen,
know what I'm talking about. You can only take 2 inches per step.
That's ridiculous.
But we like to really move out.
Well, when we really came of age, it was all the dropped waist, beaded gowns of the 20s, the first 20s. The
heavy
other 20s.
As hell.
And heavy, heavy,
the
heavy.
The roaring 1890s.
Move. You could move. Your legs.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank God. And we were strong, hardy people. Thank
we
was you.
We were side saddle and we were slit dressed and we were loving
it.
Loving
every
and
minute
we still
of it.
Do. I love your gown. You look wonderful.
Thank
I know that this is a fabric that is very forgiving for all the travel we've been
doesn't
doing.
Breathe.
Just back
but
from
it
the
doesn't
Oscars.
Wrinkle. No. I'll take the trade-off.
We've been so busy. The Oscars and then a fabulous concert that we attended as VIPs of the
fun.
AARP, of course.
It was
but
a gala.
We had so much fun. I can't wait.
Oh, it was an absolute gala.
We could just talk about that right now, I guess.
Why don't we do it? We just went to a fabulous gala.
When you hear about a gala, who do you think about?
Elton John. Yeah. And he had on a beautiful hairpiece. Right. He looked very, very nice.
Gorgeous. He even had a hairpiece costume change, if you will.
Yeah.
And it made him look like he had been like sweating just a little bit and then sprayed it on.
And then it
was very, very clever.
Right back to life.
Very clever.
He opened the show with...
Guess what?
Hello, Yellow Brick Road.
Oh.
He's so clever.
Isn't that cute?
It was our idea.
A little backwards.
I liked it.
This is a reference to our friend Judy Garland.
Beautiful.
May she rest
wonderful.
In peace.
Wonderful, wonderful LGBTQ plus icon.
Icon, plus, 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 plus. Lily Tomlin, of course, was there. She was the MC for the night. Isn't she fabulous?
She's
Do
fabulous.
You know about this show, Lily Tomlin and...
Gracie and...
This is
George.
Grace and Frankie.
George and Gracie.
Thank you very much.
Jane Fonda
and Lily.
It's a biopic about George Burns and Gracie.
I always want to say two words, Lily and Jane, but I want to say it's Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. Last time we actually saw Jane Fonda, she was behind bars.
Yeah.
She looks great in orange. She's so political.
And she wears stripes
we love that.
So well.
She does.
Is it biopic or biopic? What do you
she
think?
Has so much to lose, dude.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why do you think that Judy became such a gay icon? What is it about?
I don't get it.
Any friend of Dorothy is a friend of mine. I don't. I think maybe Over the Rainbow was maybe a nod towards the
is it the
gay color flag?
The flag?
Ask Jeff, our assistant, G-E-O-F-F.
He's
the homosexual spelling. We should ask him.
Look it up, Jeff, and let us know. Dot's daughter, Liza.
Oh, Liza Minnelli. Liza. So many
In her own right.
Is she dead?
She's very much alive.
Good evening, Liza.
She struggles with the vertigo, but she's doing fine
lately.
Okay.
She's not necessarily upright, but she's still alive.
Yes, well said. She was on a study in... This fabulous
That's right.
movie. This is back before she really had made her name, though her name was already made, if you know what I mean.
Well, she's Judy's daughter.
Yes. And Mr.
Some
Minnelli.
People
what was his
him.
Name?
Mrs. Minnelli?
Mister.
Who cares?
That's a very good
I don't know. Vincent Minnelli?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't know. Sounds like a sandwich meat.
It was a movie...
A Minnelli.
The picture later became, it evolved. They dropped the picture. They dropped the whole thing. And then they what do you call that? They brought it back and they called it Whatever Happened to Baby Jane with Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
Resuscitation.
The studio felt that using real-life identical twins would be a blockbuster in the making, but Bette had bragged that she could play both of us.
Yeah, okay, she's a fine actor, but she's even a worse bragger. And this was a time, too, we've talked about this before, when there used to be a trend when people would use one actor to portray identical twins.
It's a crime.
It's not okay with us. Not okay.
I definitely believe it's racist.
You remember Parent Trap? We didn't like that at all.
Yeah, well, and Bette Davis doesn't even look like her own headshot.
That's such a good point.
Thank you.
And now, a word from our newest sponsor.
Please.
We're very excited about this. Kenny Rogers Roasters and Cremation Services. From ashes to ashes and dust to dust, who are you going to trust? Keep Kenny Rogers Roasters and Cremation Services on your speed dial for the heavenly hereafter. At Kenny Rogers Roasters, they developed a patented technology for delicious fried chicken done right every time. Mm-hmm. Still very popular in the Orient.
Very crisp.
And now your loved ones can rest assured they'll be finished to perfection. You gotta know when to fold them and when to hold them and bury them when you should know when it's right time to burn cremation services. I feel like our editor didn't get a hold of this script. Anywho, same day service available through our drive-thru at the Sarasota Springs location. Kenny Rogers, Roasters Great. We're very happy. We approached,
to bring them on board.
Yeah, we're very happy to join them. We went the other way with Boar's Head. No judgment there.
It's fine.
We very much enjoy a marbled meat, and we were the spokesmen for years, and it's been upsetting. It's in some level.
But we brought on Beef Butt Cold Cuts.
That is
They're
true.
They're a great
sponsor. And they are one.
And we really enjoyed getting to know the team.
And the Dolly Parton Manson kicks have been fabulous.
Yeah.
I know you've all been waiting for this. Very intrigued by always my very intriguing title of our show. Everybody wants to know, what's all the giggling about?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is it?
You know, my sister and I have a twin giggle. It's nothing like this. So, can I hear? Oh, there we go.
Our guests today are the one and only Kara Briskman, the one and only Amy Demarest, and the one and only Amy G. Your hair smells great, Gilman. Welcome, ladies. So glad to have you here.
Say hello.
Thank you. Hello, hello.
Do you know what I love about this sister, about Vashon? They just keep multiplying out here. We had two guests that turned into three, and I love it.
I couldn't be
happier. To the party.
I couldn't
we
be
love
happier.
A party, and this has turned into
There's
a party.
There's nothing I like better than a threesome.
True story.
Somebody make me a t-shirt with that on it. Now, these ladies are in the field of making your thing perfect.
Finding the perfect thing.
Oh, that's kind.
To make your thing perfect.
Yeah.
And
they're
here to tell us what makes an event special and who can make a special event on this goddamn island. We both work for a fabulous company owned and operated by someone named Herb. How cute. Herb and Space, Herb and Blooms, Herb and Catering.
Oh, that's cute.
What does go on at work?
Your boss must be a real BJ.
People throw that name around a lot.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
For so,
Yeah.
And while William. My sister is inquiring about this incredible line of work you all in, I'm going to pour you a drink.
What Excellent. You? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, what do you have
Some
there?
Bubbles.
This,
bubbles. She's a great papa. Watch your pop.
Listen very quietly.
Mind your eyes.
Oh. What did you think? False start.
It's a little False bubbly start. ASMR for the folks at home.
That was awesome. A Spanx. If you don't drink, don't worry, we do. And this may not air on the... Oh,
nice!
Well done.
That was terrifying.
That reminds me of my honeymoon.
We have an active shooter, folks. It's an active shooter.
Ooh,
okay.
Do you have a protocol?
Oh,
I thought
goodness.
There were no foundation garments required.
Amy G,
appearance.
Here you are.
You
now, would you like
wrong,
to
Amy
have
G.
a champagne flute?
Good.
Oh, she's fine with
no,
this.
So
okay.
Good. Thank
Amy
you.
D, you,
oh,
you're going.
My flute's full.
You wet your wrist. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard. My flute is full.
Make her a t-shirt with that. That's great.
I think we should put that on the license plate of the rules.
That's a great
my
idea.
My flute is full.
My flute is full.
My flute
Let's
overflows.
See if Lizzo wants to do a program with that as the title, because she's a flautist.
Oh,
she's a good friend. A very good friend.
Skin flautist.
Yeah.
All right.
Speak for yourself. Now listen.
You know, you thought we were going to talk all about this crazy holiday that I feel like you all just barely survived. Yeah. These ladies work at the Herb and Bloom, which is across the street here on Vashon Island.
They do
somewhere
the flowers.
Near the Cheesecake Factory over here.
Local island florist.
Uh-huh. Your local island florist. It's a hard thing to say.
Yeah.
It is a mouthful.
It must smell delightful in your place of work.
It's what we hear amazing. All day.
They sell a lot of scented candles.
Amazing.
Are you
totally.
The freshness.
You within no. 3 minutes of walking
sometimes
in,
I
it's
walk
gone.
In and out during the course of my shift mm-hmm. just to re-experience the scent.
So sweet.
I know. Can't say that about very many things.
We don't want to judge, but it feels like there's some undercoiffed people here. Undercoiffed?
Undercoiffed.
Undercoiffed.
Yeah, and, it's a very natural place.
Yeah.
Rustic.
That might help. Yeah. Might help a little bit. The flowers, the scented candles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
They can pretty much cover up anything.
Almost
like
anything.
Almost. Like in the olden days
not
when
quite.
People didn't bathe and they had to cover themselves
and they
with
would
oils.
You know, powdering their wigs.
Yes.
People still do come into the shop wearing patchouli. It's unmistakable.
Occasionally we'll get a patchouli candle.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, but
it
why?
Smells like mold.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, they sell out.
Oh, almost
they
identical. Almost identical.
Well, you know what you're doing. We don't.
The patchouli people love them.
We don't work in retail, okay?
We're here for everyone.
You're here for everyone.
Every scent for everyone.
Did you do galas?
Oh, for sure.
Did you do Elton's gala?
We did Elton. Well, we have delivered orchids on behalf of Elton.
He has ordered
and
flowers.
And David and the boys multiple times.
Multiple times. And
it.
John.
I knew it.
And
who
Daryl.
Being sent?
And John and Daryl also.
Yes.
You probably can't
That's
say
true.
Who they're being sent to.
No.
Cannot.
It's a HIPAA regulation.
Yeah.
And tell me about this. What's the biggest amount of blossoms you've ever had delivered here on the island?
A dollar amount for an order?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
An individual order?
Yes.
An individual order.
One arrangement.
Talk to us.
One arrangement.
Oh, no. Personal use.
660 for a
person. What do you get for 660 clams?
So many flowers.
A single orchid.
Just one.
Amy
Absolute
delivers.
Delight and delivery by me.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Did you deliver topless at 660?
You don't need to be topless when you're Amy. Yeah.
Great point.
No.
It's the pants.
Well said.
Just a little lip gloss. It's good.
How can we tell the difference between the Amy's?
Catchphrase.
I mean,
how
nobody
do we?
Can tell the difference.
And you're actually identical, like telling the difference between you two.
Yeah. Nobody
Very
can.
Nice.
And you're
don't
all wearing about distinctive... That. Tiaras.
Yes, supplied we've had them on all day. That. Thank you to Amy.
What a
Amy
wonderful
D.
Amy
D. Dollar.
Yep.
It's a wonderful touch.
Amy D. provided us
Festus.
With these enhancements.
We just need some sparkle.
We wore them all day. Yep. I even made a delivery.
Yep.
There's nothing like wearing diamonds on your head.
Amen.
True.
Or in your head.
True.
I once had something planted and it worked out fabulously.
I thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. You could feel the glow. If you couldn't see it, you could feel it.
Yeah.
We've kind of done it all. We talked about this. We've tried every little drug. And there was a time when we used to snort diamond dust.
It was very hot in
very expensive.
The late 30s, sort of after the opium thing was kind of waning. It was all about the diamond dust. Ever done it?
Now you can.
Twice.
Fun.
Twice.
Fun.
Yeah. Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. It's not easy to get.
No?
Do galas out here always have to be charity events and do all the charity? I mean, we're in our world, most of the charity events are gay, but... Why is that? Why does everything have to be a charity?
And why do all charities have to be gay? Or are we misunderstanding?
Or are we just repeating ourselves?
They're posing a question I have never given much thought to. I'm confounded.
Is we ask the hard
confounded.
Questions, right?
Yeah.
We make people think. We start conversations.
Like this,
we stop them sometimes,
This left
too.
Comedy and just went to something really
I know, I'm really feeling a little...
Thinkers. Just wait till we play games.
It's time for our first game.
Let's do our favorite segment, Hot or not.
Okay, now this is a real fun game. We're going to list off a list of things in one category, mm-hmm. and you're going to tell us if they're hot or not. What's the category tonight?
Agree.
It's weddings, special events, banquets, galas. What's hot or not? You know,
okay.
events.
Okay, are you ready? The color of the year, classic blue. The Pantone color of the year. It's so hot right now. Hot or not? I know.
Not,
I already told you it's
not.
Hot.
Oh,
not.
You're not
Amy
into the classic blue.
No, I'm back in 2019 with the orchid purple.
Still.
18 was the coral. Yeah.
Oh,
that
I
was
the
hot.
Coral.
That's...
What about you, Amy D?
It's okay if you like it.
I kind of do like it.
I like it too.
I love
mix
the blue.
Together.
I like it. I like a deep blue. There's a missionary style blue that I'm not crazy about. But the other is a like a sea foam blue.
I love a sea foam.
I love a sea foam. A robin's egg is a little, we'll move them onto the coral.
Misty blue.
A navy blue. A cornflower is nice.
Cornflower.
Oh, cornflower.
What about that pretty shade of blue that all the wives wore in The Handmaid's Tale?
Azure.
I thought it was gorgeous. I have to say, it was gorgeous.
It was kind of a lovely shade.
It was.
It was a shame. It's a shame.
How about this? How about you guys would love this one for Sean? Bring the outdoors in, the foliage, lots of greenery, organic, lush, you know, a tropical lake.
Is there a question?
Hot or not?
Yeah, hot or not?
Oh, super sizzle.
Sizzling.
Hot.
Dripping hot.
To take that a step farther, like we used to do in the mid 70s, where we'd sit in a bamboo sort of throne,
I just love that.
And we'd have bamboo all behind us for photographs.
And the soundtrack was much
coming
like
back,
this.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, our soundtrack is awesome.
Big fans.
Okay, how about this? Opulent wedding cakes, sugar decorations, fresh flowers, many tears, very bespoke, very personal.
Is the big fancy cake still in?
Yeah. With
cupcakes.
Sugar figurines of the couple.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Custom. Very nice. Have you seen the ones where they'll do your own face? They'll 3D print them.
Oh, yeah. That's totally
it. I find that fascinating.
That's hot. Yeah. Everybody's
so
doing that now.
You can eat your face.
You can have your cake and eat your face, too.
Yeah. Do people do a thing, and I don't know why people don't, where every layer of the cake is a different flavor cake?
Yes.
I find that so confusing. Although it's very much like a smorgasbord.
I don't
a little something from everything, but yeah, I just want to really dive in sometimes.
I want a taste to each one. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's too much. It's too much.
It's almost too many choices.
Yeah.
It's for me too much. Too
I
many.
Think in the bedroom, it's okay. With my cake, I like a one note.
You know what I
really
don't
get excited.
Like, I actively dislike when there's a beautiful tiered cake and then they go cut a sheet cake in the back.
Oh,
that's not down.
False advertising.
Why are you doing
is that?
It?
A real is that a real cake? Maybe
I say not on that one.
I don't know. I don't understand.
That's an
it.
Industry standard.
Okay.
Why?
I hate to blow the top off that,
why?
But that is true.
Really?
Because it's all for show, pretty cake. Right?
Then what are you going to do?
That's silly. What a waste.
I know.
That's one of those not the face kind of thing.
Yeah.
Get it all made up and then get it messy.
It's an illusion.
I also don't care for it when the bride and groom stuff the cake onto each other's faces.
Never have light
like that.
I feel like that's something for
private. You just
private.
Have your makeup done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for children. Gross. Like, you spend that much on the cake, I don't want to wear it.
I don't want to wear it.
I want to eat
sure.
it. I want to enjoy it. Uh-uh. Oh, maybe I'm just inserting too much here. Are you sitting down?
What?
Here it is.
Tell me.
For 2020, sister, the hot trend is marrying for love, not money or position. This is very fascinating.
Is that
and
right?
Does it mean the end
Can
of alimony?
Can you marry for love and position?
I am finding.
I do.
It depends on the position. I'm...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You have the floor.
I don't know.
On the floor.
I love
positions on the floor.
Thank you.
It's gone. It's all gone.
I'm saying hot.
Marrying Definitely. For love?
Yeah.
We have been married so many times and almost always it has been for love.
Yeah.
We don't need the money. We were born rich and we'll most likely die filthy rich.
Our parents tried to set up in the
There's
early
been some
days.
Arranged marriages.
Some arranged
sure,
marriages
sure,
back with in the nut 20s, families. The 30s. You know.
The Pignataros.
Single
the Pignataros.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Single digits?
Absolutely not.
No. Who can care? And some of we do a double down where we do them twice and that's okay.
Come back around. Come back
that's
around.
Okay, too.
Joan Collins.
Which this one of us married Dr. Scholl?
I'm trying to remember if it was you or me.
Dr. Scholl.
We don't know.
Great guy.
He wasn't
Great
all about
guy.
Just foot insert.
Strange, though. Very strange guy.
Loud clacking when
I
he
remember
ran.
Remember Dr. Seuss.
Now, you said it's hot, the personal, you know, little figurines.
Little paper.
What about personalized charcuterie?
Amen. I say hot. Nothing hot. Like, yeah, hot. Initials in the
Everybody
slices.
Everybody likes their own mustard.
Monogrammed, you really monogrammed
your
salami.
Branding your roast beef?
Branded.
That kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what we're
Couples
talking
initials
about?
Initials
really
in
didn't,
slice.
I didn't
in
even
bread.
Understand
yep.
this.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
In the buns. Big.
Romantic.
I don't know. I'm hungry for a sandwich or a panini.
That does sound good.
I don't know.
Does anyone deliver on the island?
We do.
Just flowers, not
That's
food.
For sure. Do you ever?
You want a shower, Mom? I'm in.
Now, Vashon, people can really get behind this one. eco-conscious, ethical weddings and parties, like the foam-free floral arrangements, local ingredients in the catering and,
what about
and whatnot.
That?
Is that a thing still?
I'm going to say tepid on that. I'm going to say tepid.
It's a mix.
You'd rather
mix
get the foam. You want the foam.
Sometimes you need the foam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you need the foam.
Sometimes you need the chemicals.
Right. Sometimes you need the chicken wire. Sometimes you need the foam.
Or the tape.
Yep.
The tape.
The tape.
Yep.
Tape will really finish
things
off.
I feel like we approach,
nice.
Yes. Yeah, we approach our customers.
You have to use whatever toys, instruments are available.
Smokes and mirrors.
We had beautiful headdresses made by the Korean Bob Mackey. They broke in transit. They fell apart.
Ugh.
And at the last minute, we're about to go on stage. We're trying to re-put them together, but the foam is sort of crumbling. So somebody ran to the hardware store next door and got
a live chicken.
A cock. Do you know what I mean? You thought they were talking about a rooster.
Of course.
But they were talking
about a cock
with an L. C-A-U-L-K.
It says 48 hours since I've had a cock on my head.
So they were pumping the cock all over and then sticking the feathers and the beads.
It was fabulous.
It smelled terrible, but it worked.
Oh, yeah. I was high as a kite. You remember Cher with all the Bob Mackey headdresses?
Yeah.
Very similar.
The Korean Bob Mackey did it first. I've got to say it.
You have said it. We're older than Cher, and we actually look younger than she is. Too much work. I do like...
Too much work.
I really am
There's
behind her.
There's a fine line.
Yeah. There's a fine line.
Visiting the younger generation of where she finds her lovership is okay, too. To each his own.
Sure.
Listen,
I don't judge.
What was a boyfriend? Did he? Was
Bagels.
He a bagel boy?
The bagel.
A New York bagel boy.
Mm.
I love a bagel.
We also had a fabulous sponsor, Jerome Scooped Out Bagel, when you want all the, cut all the cobs.
Do you get the Jerome Scooped Out Bagel?
You just scoop it out and cut out the cobs.
Yeah.
In the inside.
Sometimes you have to go to the bagel shop. Used to be you'd have to say, I want a scooped out bagel. Now they come that way.
I love that.
I knew someone who did that.
Low carb.
A dude.
It's like the donut hole.
Yeah.
Two words.
It's very much like it. What about this? A signature scent, a scented candle, or a scent for your wedding?
Yeah. That kind of creates sort of a signature
Hot.
Vibe.
You like that?
Oh, you think so?
Except if it's the patchouli wedding.
Ew.
That's true.
It's yeah. Again, to each his own.
Yeah. No patchouli weddings.
If the catering isn't great, up the scent and nobody's paying attention anymore.
I'm not an expert at these
we
things, but
know
there,
that's
are,
not an
there
issue.
Are certain scents that make you a little hungrier, ones
oh,
that
is
make
that
you feel
right?
like
Cinnabon. Cinnabon.
Ones that make you feel amorous.
Of
course.
Cinnabon.
That does smell delicious.
If you just have everything that smells like ribs that have been cooking all day, there's that. That's
it smells
a very, very primal thing.
We walked in here to the studio tonight, the voice of Vashon, and next door
that.
Is the queen of the island, and it smelled of French fries and fried chicken, and I thought,
I don't
oh,
mind
God,
it all.
That smells great.
I didn't mind it at all.
I believe
smelled divine.
We enjoyed some pommes frites from
yeah,
the
Yeah, we had fries there
queen.
Today.
So great.
This evening.
Valentine's
yeah.
fries.
What'd you dip them in?
Not hummus.
Okay,
oh
that's
boy.
Terrible.
Fancy sauce.
Here we go with the hummus
again. Amy D's fancy.
She's got to get a protein in.
She must be great.
She's very delicate.
Let's see here. Banquet tables with low floral arrangements so you can actually see
must
over them.
Must do.
You think?
But I do love the excitement, though. Oh, such a
hot
hard decision.
Hot.
You stand up and you say, oh, that's who that is.
Here's what I want, a hydraulic center. Bring it up, bring it down. What do you think? Hot enough?
Brilliant.
Are we talking a fountain here?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, a fountain.
Yeah, we are.
We haven't even
gotten
to a fountain segment
Hot.
Of our show.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, we love
a human
fountain.
Fountain. We always have human actors as a fountain.
Chocolate
so
fountain? Too yucky?
It's a pin. Tapioca?
No, not my thing.
If it's single use.
Tapioca pudding fountain?
One dip only.
It's not a hummus fountain for Amy.
Okay. So chunky. Bridesmen and groomswomen.
What do you think about this? It's always so traditional that you have
Hot.
Your buddies.
We have bride dudes these days.
Lots
bride
of
bride dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Friendships are
people
fluid.
Are mixing
people
it up.
Are fluid.
Yeah, yeah. People are totally
men and women
mixing.
We can't
friends.
Even tell yep. who's who or what they are anymore. Yep. If they stand up or sit down when they yep. go to the latrine.
I just leave pronouns out altogether. I
just you say they.
I just say like I'm talking to Kara, and I would say,
"Hey,
oh,
you,
what's she doing later?" I'll say, "What is Kara doing later?"
Oh,
I just say
yeah.
the name
using
because I don't want to make a
Christian
mistake.
Name.
Well, I think even that's a step too far.
I think
far.
Like saying they or them is very, very, very difficult for me, obviously.
It's difficult, but it's so important.
If they insist, but if not, if she's, people are asking at the parties now, are you a her and him? And I'm like, just give it to me on the rocks. Are you a she? Are you a they?
We'll find out later tonight if
that's
we're lucky.
So true.
Why conjugate?
Let it all go.
Yeah, to yeah.
Cursive's gone. Conjugation yeah. gone.
That was fun. Oh, one last question.
No, we're not done.
Get in there.
We have so much more.
Do it.
Swans, renta ruminants, other woodland creatures. Is this a thing?
Is this hot or not?
No. Not so much.
No.
It's so hard to work with. People always say working with animals in Hollywood is a real drag.
Ruminants and weddings. Disaster.
Yeah, they eat the dress.
A doggy, a ring bearer, something.
A porpoise in a tank. Yeah. A giant tank.
We were at a wedding once where the groom and the bride arrived on horseback.
I love
it. It seemed like it was going to be romantic, and it was, but then they started pooping.
The bride and groom or the
horse? The bride. She was very
I'd
nervous.
Rather not say.
And they weren't right inside Seattle.
Oh,
that was lovely.
That was a lot of fun.
We have one more.
Oh, do it.
Grazing tables. It says cheese, figs, all is taking over where traditional canapes left off. So instead of the staff coming around with the traditional sterling silver tray.
I do like
a tray. You just have a grazing table where you just take care of it yourself. People find this very feeding trough frenzy look about it. I like to be served.
I like to talk to my friends.
I don't want to say I want to go over here and get a panini. I want people to come to me with
me.
I love the canapes.
Especially if it's a panini.
Especially. And another.
I think it's also creating jobs to not have.
Thank you.
To the
great
buffet.
Adding to the commas.
Yes.
It's a lower echelon of service. Of our society. Of events.
Yeah. Thank you. And is that something, is it critical in your organization that you work with? Where people?
I think it's really up to the individual.
I think it depends on the situation.
Though? There's something for us that says about a salad bar. But when you're at a beautiful event and you have a gorgeous gown and you want to be seen in the middle of the room, you don't want to have to like hot-foot it over there just to get you on all that spread.
But if you got to have a salad bar, do something interesting. Put it in a sailboat.
Put it in the boot of a Rolls Royce.
Exactly.
That's actually call it a bowl.
Good idea.
That was fun.
Call it a bowl.
Anything can be a bowl.
This is something that I have a lot of feelings about.
That was a lot of fun.
Too.
Thank you.
Now,
I do too.
What about plates? A lot of things that's trying to be so chic, they serve it on a slate, on a wooden board, on a slice of
bamboo.
Deconstructed.
You know, I want a plate.
Baby skin.
I don't want my French fries in a miniature shopping cart. I want a plate.
I feel you.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love plates.
We're getting no dissension on this one.
I'm so glad we're in agreement.
Yeah. Personally, I love
plates
soup.
Plates are where it's
I
at.
I love soup.
I love soup.
Do
you like the soups in a tiny, in the spoon?
Oh, like an
amuse-bouche of a spoon? She gets her bouche as around as many soups as she can.
I'm bouchy as the as
sometimes
most of
when
them.
She's very tired, I have to bring her soup and then I stick a silver straw so she doesn't even have to lift her head.
Is it stainless or
solid silver? You've
it
heard of the silver
matter.
Spoon? Born with a silver spoon. We were born with the full set. The spoon.
I have snorted diamond dust. It really doesn't matter at this point.
But a consommé is nice.
I love that. It's really good for my digestion.
Yeah. A vichyssoise?
Yeah, sure. If you insist. Let's see. We're going to go a little deeper. You're sitting down? Rolling out the red carpet for every bride, groom, must have its drawbacks.
It's tricky.
Can you talk out of school here? And don't worry, nobody's listening to this show. It's glamorous work, but I'll bet the work isn't always glamorous because bridezillas weren't hatched on a hot rock. Who makes for the more demanding client?
Yeah,
and how
great
do you
question.
Handle them?
Great
I
question.
I
want to
know. Down and dirty. Talking
I'm
going to
say it's the mother of the bride.
Yep. Always the mother.
Always the mother.
This is so classic. Now, why is this true? Are you just women haters? Come on.
No.
Nope.
They are now.
Experience.
Although
talking.
Back in the day, it was the groom's family who paid for the flowers.
Sure. Tradition.
And so the mother of the groom also.
Interesting.
Had a lot to say about it.
Uh-huh.
So it's still the mother of the bride. The old trope lives up.
What do you do?
I'm gonna say the numbers don't lie on that.
How do you handle them? What do you do in a tight situation like that?
You smile and move her along. What do you do?
You're wearing a tiara, for God's sake.
Smile and say, I can probably do that for you.
Probably is the key word.
I can probably do that too.
Or I'll try.
Let me check for you.
No, there's no trying.
I'll check for you. Yeah, I like that idea.
Just make it happen.
It's very wise. That's a very good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for work as an assistant? Because I think that she could teach Jeff something.
I want to know about the craziest request you've ever had, event-wise, floral-wise, just around the whole special occasion.
The smiley face.
We have a customer who
Disney.
Is a repeat every Valentine's.
Mm.
And he writes out cards. He has us write out cards for his partner.
They're
that are
super
steamy
hot.
And always,
that was the naughty card?
Involve the word pink.
Oh,
Like, it really? Makes you blush.
Yeah, we love him.
Oh, really?
And we're not going to say anything else because that would be unprofessional.
Oh,
but we love him.
Nobody's intrigued by this.
And we love his
it
wife.
It is the loveliest thing.
Because she's lucky. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're sweet.
That's hot stuff.
We see a lot of
Red Shoe Diaries here on Vashon.
Mm-hmm. Watch out.
You know, I'm so glad you brought up that it's Valentine's Day because I want to just take a moment for a special dedication to our sweet, sweet friends.
We've
never
heard
met them,
so
but
much about these
the
two.
Washington State Ferries. Clahoya, it's hyphenated, I think. And Kalakala. They're celebrating the 10th anniversary
today.
Of delivering singing telegrams together on this very island.
I think
that's
when they
were
born.
Happy
10 years ago today.
Wow.
We've never met them.
Never met them.
Seems to never be in the same place at
but
the same time.
But I hear they're such lovely
and
gals.
Very, very, very good
are
looking.
Are they adorable?
They're dogs. They're dogs.
Have you seen their
dogs? We know them.
We know them. We love them. They have sung to me on my birthday.
We are finding that they have made so much impact in the world. A really positive one.
Sound also gorgeous.
I hold them in very high regard.
That's not even a question.
Interesting.
Like an angel. Like one angel.
Wow.
Hello to you, to the Washington State Ferries.
Well, good. Congratulations, gals.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's really special.
That's so special.
I think so.
I'm touched.
By who?
By a fairy.
It feels so personal, actually. Yeah. We've thrown at least 1,000 parties, even just in the last fiscal year. Tell me, have you ever made horrid mistakes?
Yeah, great question.
You know,
question.
The poop in the punch bowl question. I just want to know. I'm dying to.
Amy
D.
Would know
we know.
Best.
No, I know Amy D here. She's very quiet. I think she's not going to admit to anything, but now she can.
She loves to make punch.
So she's Sicilian. She's a little vindictive. She knows how to get back at the bridezilla.
I would never have guessed
smile.
It.
Mm. That's not true.
I smile and make
she's
it
very
look
fine boned. Yeah.
It's all the hummus. Surely all the hummus.
I can't give away my secrets.
Have you ever made a really, really bad mistake and covered it up? I'm sure.
Heck no. Oh.
During an event?
Never.
Before an event?
There's some quiet nodding.
Affirmative.
Interesting. Yeah. Can you share?
Not too much.
She's a professional. She's a true professional.
You guys were working for the FBI.
The first question is always, did the client notice?
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Generally,
you kind of go from there.
That's only when it's a mistake.
I said that about our OBGYN every single time we go through this.
Talk about a profesh. Listen, what is happening in the news today? Anything?
You know?
Nope.
I don't hear the Dawn thing in the news today. Thank you for that.
Who knows? Who cares? You have time for
Nut of the Night.
The Nut of the Night.
Yes. Let's do that.
Oh, gosh.
I'm dying to have some nuts in my mouth. Let's see. And I don't know if you noticed, but the strawberries here, the conflict
free. Thank you so much. They were delicious.
I was able to savor one. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now, as you know, worldwide a phenomenon with celebrities the world over for so many generations. People know us as nut heiresses. They know us as entertainers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They adore us.
A household name.
And a lot of people want us to taste their nuts. So people will send us nuts that they particularly love.
Begging us to put the nuts in our mouth.
So give the address if anybody wants to send us
PO
some
Box
nuts.
PO Box 1035, Vashon Island 98070.
That's where our Vashon nuts arrive.
Yeah. Just send us your nuts for this address.
Prepackaged, sealed nuts.
We don't want your dirty nuts. Please.
Are they vacuum sealed?
Sure.
Because there's a difference.
Right?
It's very
important.
It's very important. It doesn't have to be fancy, but please, it can't be wrapped up in paper towel or an old sock. Or your high school graduation picture. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And tonight's nuts are from?
These are from Burien, Washington, from Dan Schneidelman. He has sent them. A double, two different types of nuts. This is kind of fun.
Oh.
They're both planters. And one is a chipotle peanut, and one is a salted caramel peanut. And it makes careful notice that it is, in large letters, artificial flavor. I don't want you to think it's real caramel. Okay? Don't get excited.
We wouldn't mistake
that. And I'm going to open these nuts up, and we're going to taste them. Now, we always rate our nuts on a scale of 1 to 100.
So as you're enjoying
color of
the
dance,
the best.
As you're enjoying dance, nuts, I want you to think about this. Attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal of dance nuts as All my right. sister decants.
I'm going to take a few of each, and then I'm going to pass them around. There they come. The chipotle peanut and the salted caramel artificially flavored.
Giving them some air.
I think the two might be a
Let
nice combo.
Let them roll around in your mouth.
And much in keeping with the Sean fashion, one of our guests, of course, is a nut allergy. And so we are making sure that she is safe tonight.
Thank you for all the
a plunge of giant
safe nut
syringe
eating in her, that we're participating in.
Safety first.
In her solar plexus after she eats the wrong nut. As you can go ahead and pass those around, too.
My EpiPen is in the car.
For everybody.
As a real nut, as
car?
A nut, no one knows.
Uh-oh, Amy doesn't like
peanuts
that.
Peanuts are
no,
a legume.
This is...
It's good? Which one is it?
Oh, that's the caramel.
Which variety are you trying?
All right.
Well, Amy Jean. This is the first one.
Okay.
You got to back off for a minute.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Back off,
try them together.
Sister.
I say try them together. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, a little, you're doing a little sweet and spicy at the same time. I like
cleansing
that.
The palate with some Prosecco.
Yeah, and what are we enjoying here tonight,
what
sister?
What are we drinking?
I don't have my glasses on. You have your glasses
it's
off.
It's called Gruppo. It's a brute. Valdo Battiani. I don't know who that is. Who needs a refill?
These all right, the first taste bad. On the chipotle is like a Doritos Ranch. Like, that's the first
taste.
You're
hit. So right. It's more Doritos than chipotle.
It's more Doritos. I'm waiting for the secondary taste.
The dry powder, you kind of accidentally inhale it.
Some of that. Yeah.
I don't love that. It's very
burns your nose.
It's an emphysemic
if
kind
I'm inhaling
of nut.
Nuts, I just... The powder
it's
is...
gnarly.
I'm going to have to agree with the artificial flavor.
It's so very far. Artificial.
It's the advertising is spot on.
Did you get Doritos?
Amy
Dean?
What do you think, Kara? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not great.
Not my thing.
No. They're not great.
I feel like they're trying
I'm
to
looking,
trick me.
I made the 100. Mistake of looking at the ingredients. Mm. Although I will say...
I'm going to need a drink again.
The salted caramel peanuts might be good.
Talk like, about it.
In a brownie.
Oh,
a special brownie?
Sure. Whatever. Your favorite brownie.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might be.
Right.
Talk to me about the attractiveness of the nut.
Jim, can you engineer? Can you tilt those?
What do you think?
Karen needs a visual.
I think they're rather lackluster. But what can you ask of a peanut? You know, it's a legume.
Well, they're very uniform.
That's
they
true.
Are uniform
that's
in
true.
Color. I find the packaging to be slightly delightful. What would we I think it's cute with it's, the little chili pepper and the, I don't know what that is. Oh, chunk of salted caramel.
It's a nice size can.
I'm
it's
a very visual person and the salted caramel is
the texture is good and that's because it has that pop can like, you know, you're opening
velvety.
A can of pineapple, a Spam or something.
Ooh, pineapple.
And that's nice.
It's last year's color.
The blue. That's true. The classic blue.
Maybe they're old. Mm.
They might be old nuts.
They might be old nuts.
Well, and I thought the planters got rid of Mr. Peanut, but here he is on
look
the package.
Look at him, look at Peanut.
Are you slamming old nuts?
No, I don't. I like old nuts.
Ouch. Yeah, you do.
I wouldn't suggest it.
Look at, you know what's creepy is that he's looking more like an actual person these days in the face.
Is that right? He's got kind of
he's winking.
Nose.
Now, so he look, wouldn't he look cute on a cake topper?
A scale of 1 to 100 mm-hmm. on taste alone, taste and texture.
Give us that.
What do you think?
Salted caramel.
That's your favorite.
Yeah,
that's not a number
that's
between
a
1
number.
And 100.
Oh.
In case you were wondering.
Sorry, that's the Prosecco.
It makes you count funny, Amy.
98.7.
That's a high rating.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's probably the hottest nut
that's
rating
the hottest
we've, ever
nut we've ever had.
And the velvety texture plays into that, too.
Are we still talking about
hummus?
This?
What's happening?
Is someone eating hummus again?
Amy D, what do you say?
Well, it doesn't compare with hummus, so...
So it's hard.
It's hard to...
No, nothing can.
I don't really know how
she
to rate the nuts.
Once you go hummus, you never go back.
Cara B, can you give a rating to these nuts?
Yeah, I would say that the salted caramel is when you're feeling mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Laid back. And if you're feeling, if you're feeling sassy and spicy...
You want to get on the hot tamale train. So once again, not numbers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's math. I know, and it's late.
Out of 100? I'm sorry. Yeah, we've had a heck of a week. I'm going to go 98.
You may.
Wow. Another hot nut.
And I'm going to go 98.5.
These are out of this
those
world.
Those are high rating.
It's
never, ever happened on the history
never.
Of the broadcast.
It's lower than mine, though.
I'm going to go with a 42. And a 43.
Really?
Oh. Which well, you do know you're nuts.
Spicy?
Wow.
We know I like this. Well, let me rephrase that. 42 individually when I tasted them both together.
Ooh,
43.
I'm going to try that.
I see.
It's not
bad
together.
As they call. Our CPA would call that Mm-hmm. Addition.
We leave the math to her.
Sure we do.
We sure do.
Is this a nut you'd like to wrap your lips around again, Amy T?
I say sweet and salty.
Maybe.
You wouldn't go out of your way for it.
I probably wouldn't go out of my way.
I feel like if we put it in a blender and pulsed it, she might be more interested.
Yeah, she seems like you put it on a cracker.
You are listening to the podcast.
You are a cracker at KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. We're here with Amy G, Cara B, and Amy D of Herb's Feast, having a lively kvetch about so many things here tonight.
It looks like you have something to offer us. What's this?
Is it a dance?
Oh, we love when guests bring gifts.
I love guests.
Amy, what color did you say this was?
Blush. Blush long-stemmed rose.
This is a Vendela rose, a 60 centimeter.
So specific.
She went to Montessori.
I would have pegged it a stitch over 59.
She knows.
I like the 60 centimeter rose over the 50 centimeter.
So divine.
Without a doubt.
This smells so delightful.
Yeah. Speaking of gorgeous smell, we have
what
delightful.
Do you have here too?
What?
What's candles this? Depending on your mood.
Oh, well, we have so many
I'm in the mood to receive a present. What is it?
We have tobacco.
Which is for
and leather.
And leather.
It's a before and after
California
scent.
Give to me your tobacco.
Sorry,
take
I haven't
from
eaten
me
today. I'm
my leather. No,
is that how it goes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
May I smell? May I smell that?
There you go.
Oh,
that's a great packaging.
Leather and tobacco.
This looks like an oil can. Smell this.
Looks like an oil can.
Smell that.
Oh, no.
That smells exactly like leather, like a pair of chaps in a bottle.
It smells like a tack room.
Let me smell that tobacco. Right? Let me smell the tobacco.
You know, this is much more enjoyable than the leather. I mean, for obvious reasons, but
very pleasant.
Well, you enjoy
the
right
order. Interesting. Smell that. Is something off about that? That leather smells.
No, the leather smells exactly like leather.
Engineer, your thoughts?
What do you think, engineer?
What do you think?
Yeah, it smells like leather.
And he ought to know.
Now, what happens when you light the tobacco? Do you inhale?
I wouldn't.
Whoa.
No, you can't inhale it.
I wouldn't recommend this. Spot on with the leather. This is awesome from Burbank, California.
We love tobacco. Burbank.
It smells like isotoners.
Not sold on Amazon.
Look at that. That's a very special product. Thank
Tiny
you, ladies.
Small batch little
who
company.
Removed, the, That's who removed so kind. These thorns from this rose so that we don't have to? Who did this?
I think Mother Nature did that one.
Are these are violently bred this way to be thornless?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Yeah, they're not violent
they
roses.
So good.
No,
they're not violent.
Thank you for the gift.
They're
that
vegan.
Was very kind.
They're very,
vegan.
Very thoughtful.
We have a new sponsor. We're very excited about. Sister, go right ahead.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Brunch by Bradley. It's 11 a.m. and you've had more gin than tonic. Forget Blue Apron. Who wants to cook their own brunch? This new engineer is just working it out.
Not us.
Brunch by Bradley is the only meal delivery service that comes in a car on a tray, brought right to your boudoir with a bud vase. Food presented under a solid sterling silver dome lid always tastes better. Do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah. Choose from a menu of classics like quiche Lorraine, eggs Florentine, lox and bagels, or our favorite, more gin. That's Brunch by Bradley. You can find them on Tumblr and
we
Tinder.
We are very excited to be working with Bradley right now. This is a big market right now where people have their meals delivered.
Yeah.
Could you have your meals?
Is this the Bradley who knows Lady Gaga?
Oh, I'm
you
clearly.
Tell me. Seems logical.
Oh, that
What's
Bradley.
His name? Cooper?
Cooper.
Cooper.
He could bring me a quiche anytime.
Yeah. I'd take a quiche or two.
Avec bacon.
It's time for Dear Anne and Nancy. This is when people write us letters to give and get.
We have
advice.
Been around a long time. Yeah. A very, 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 very long time. But we've learned a lot. We know a lot. And
people
naturally rotate towards our expertise.
It's like a magnetic
life expertise.
So this they is write a letter. In. And you can write us,
you
too.
Can help, you can help you this person, advice. Too, if they need advice.
You can write to us. Our email address is very easy to remember. It's an acronym for The Identical Twin Sisters. So T-I-T-S at famousfilsonsisters.com.
Very
so please
easy
send
to
us
remember.
An email.
Please,
and I wish us. You would. I wish you would.
Please
I pray that you
us.
Will. Okay.
This
Dear Anne
did.
And Nancy, you two have been my guide for glamour for over 60 years, from your stunning gowns to your fabulous homes to your infamous soirees. You are truly style icons of the highest order. So, as we move forward into a new decade, I want to know what you think is coming next. Is chocolate brown really the new black? Will shoulder pads be de rigueur? And what will be the must-haves in the 2020s? Thank you for your insight and inspiration, Anna Nancy. You're the reason I'm alive today.
Wow. That's a dramatic ending. Signed, your biggest fan and actual president of your fan club, Santa Fe, New Mexico chapter.
That is very exciting.
That's very kind.
There's a lot of flowery words in there, but he's asking for fashion advice.
Yes.
In 2020. Amy D, take it away. I'm so excited you're here about this.
Oh, that's right.
Amy D is a real fashion knows it all.
Anything with pockets and eating pants.
Eating pants?
Pockets and eating pants.
Excuse
that's what 2020 is about.
Edible pants?
You know, pants that you can eat in that are comfortable.
Comfortable pants.
Elastic waistband.
Elastic.
You can't tell it's elastic. Fabric that moves.
That too.
Well, it's something that
flowy
breathes.
Flowy fabric.
Uh-huh.
Also the stain resistant, it sounds like.
Yeah, like the carpet.
Is this a pocket?
They're like the carpet.
What are we wearing? Excuse me. What are you wearing on top here?
Me?
What are you wearing? No, what are you wearing on top of these pocketed edible pants? When people, what do we do next?
You wear a poncho.
A poncho.
Well, I hope that's also to you. Biggest fan and president of our fan club, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I'm sorry, she's completely punking you. Of course,
do check our Instagram. We have great inspiration there for you to find great things to wear.
Instagram crackers, you're gonna love it. Go there. You can see all of our latest fashions, and they are the latest.
One important question: would you be willing to relocate to Germany
next year?
Where in Germany?
You tell me.
Oh, there's lots of numbers.
What's that?
There are good
vibes.
Yeah.
Insulting
each other. And wine.
First guest who are actually considering it, which I love.
V. Gates.
What does that mean?
Let's go.
Woohoo! Germany!
The whole niche.
Hello, Germany.
All right. Well, we're going to have to say Alvita Zane because we're coming to the end of the night. Yeah, we want to thank our guests. Amy G, Amy D, Cara B. And we want you to check out our Facebooks, our Instagram crackers. And who's our next guest here on the podcast?
Next week, you're going to be here with Jackie Chan and Gina Davis.
I can't wait. We hate to say goodbye, but we got it.
We love you, Vashon. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Love you.
Oh, stay beautiful.
Oh, my God, right?
And good night.
Oh, you guys are getting awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
It is so hard not to pee when I'm here.
Nice.
Where
are you peeing?
I have a chamber pot made for you.
Oh,
for
you could. Right here in the chair. You could cut a hole
in it.
Can
we do a quick photo?
Yeah,
let's move our stuff over here out of the way of it. Okay.
All right. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Chamber's our photo.
All those nuts.
You're bloated from the nuts.
I'm so bloated from the nuts.